Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Welcome back. It is, of course, the second hour of the program for this afternoon. I told you there is something just for men, and I know it's going to be like, what? But that's a lady speaking. I know. So on air right now, I've got with me Kirsten Alexander, who's the head of Empower Men and head of strategy Empowers. I mean, can't we ladies just do everything? Kirsten, good afternoon and welcome to Radio Pulpit. COVID.
Thank you so much for having me, Nuko.
Now think about it. I'm thinking here, you know, it must be a gentleman. It's a power man after all. But you're still relevant. That's what I love.
Absolutely we are.
Yeah. Now, Kirsten, as we begin, tell me, why is it so important for men to actively participate in conversations about gender equality? And how does the Empower Men Summit encourage this engagement?
So, you know, we've been talking about woman empowerment for years. You know, we've been taking the girl child to work. We've been empowering women and we've been talking about equality, but we've forgotten to bring the men alongside us. So there's one very good reason why men need to be having these conversations. And then when we talk about woman empowerment, we also talk about breaking down the patriarchy. And everyone says, well, men have had power for so long, but with power comes responsibility, and with responsibility comes pressure.
Yeah.
And as a society, we put a lot of pressure on men. Something that we've said to men that is incredibly damaging is boys don't cry.
Mm.
That tells boys and men that you can't have emotions. You're not actually human.
Yeah.
Just, you know, suck it up and stand tall and be a man. But what does be a man mean?
Mm.
And the reason it's really important to have these conversations is so that men get the chance to express these emotions that they've been told to keep in check for so long.
Mm.
Because the bottom line is men are human too, you know, and we've got to realize that. And masculinity in its truest form is beautiful.
Yeah.
And it's about diving deep and understanding the wounds that men carry. And looking at the roots of all these things. So if they understand gender equality in that context, they're more likely to become allies for women.
Oh.
And this is what we want. This is what we want in the world. This is how we were created, to walk alongside and journey alongside each other. But there's been this huge disparity and a bit of a fight. And women have been oppressed, and now they're being lifted up, and men are being oppressed, actually. And I can say that as a woman. If I was a man, I couldn't say that. they're being squashed by society and told, you must be like this. You must be the provider. You must be the protector. But don't show any emotion and don't complain. Be a man. Man up.
Sure.
So there's a lot of narrative that's causing toxic masculinity, which we want to get to the root of.
Yeah. So speaking of toxic masculinity, with toxic masculinity often in the spotlight, what key issues will the summit address to help men unpack the roots of these behaviors and lead towards healing?
So the first step in unpacking toxic masculinity is to understand what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And my definition of toxic masculinity is true masculinity turned around and twisted.
Okay.
So if we look at one of the tenets of masculinity, being a man, is be a provider.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And a lot of pressure is on men when they have to be a provider. You've got to provide for your family. You're constantly at work. You're pushing. What happens if your partner comes home and suddenly she's earning more than you?
Mm.
What does that do to you? So we don't want men to feel emasculated like that. We want to give them other provision options. And that would be then, what about providing your partner with the space to follow her dreams?
Mm.
What about providing your children a safe space to come home to, a sanctuary?
Mm.
So we unpack it in those ways, and we look at the roots of this toxic masculinity. And when we talk GBV, why I always ask the question, who's to blame?
Okay.
And my answer is society, because of the pressures we put on people. I'm not excusing it.
Of course.
You know, there can be a reason, but it's not an excuse, okay? So we look at the reasons, And something that we also really push hard on is creating a space for men to be vulnerable, but ensuring accountability.
Mm.
And that's where that balance comes in. So understanding toxic masculinity and understanding toxic behavior is the first most important point. And something we do back on GBV, a lot of people only talk about sexual or physical abuse when it comes to GBV.
Yeah.
We dive into all the nuances. We talk about financial abuse, psychological abuse, spiritual abuse, which happens as well. And we'll see men in the audience going, I didn't know that. I might be doing that.
True.
I might be sort of behaving in a way that is actually toxic. But because it's become so normalized, because men are supposed to be in power, it doesn't come across. People don't feel that it is GBV. So that's we unpack it. We enable people to understand what constitutes bad behavior.
Yeah.
And then we look at what are the roots? Where does it come from? Where does this bad behavior come from? And we all, you know, we look at things like the wounds that men carry. And it doesn't just specifically speak about men.
Mm.
Every one of us, we don't come out of childhood, you know, whole.
Yeah.
We have damage. Stuff happens. You know, you have little hurts that turn into big wounds.
That's true.
And this is what we do. So that's how we sort of really dive into this toxic masculinity. We unpack it, see what it is, and then we talk about the roots and how do we walk forward in a manner that is healing.
Mm. Now, Kirsten, you spoke about vulnerability, and I thought, sure, it's a very difficult one for men oftentimes. So how does the Empower Men Summit create a safe space for men to discuss their experiences and emotions? And how does this then contribute to their personal and professional well-being?
So something that we always do is we have a disclaimer that opinions expressed are not necessarily our own.
Okay.
So the first point is that we enable anyone to say whatever it is they need to say.
Mm.
We also only have men. And it's very important. We've had a lot of people say, well, empower men. What about women? You know, and we're like, you guys have got your stuff, you know.
Yeah. And there was one that, you know, you guys did have one for women as well.
Yeah, we also, you know, we do empower women as well. But women are more able to have these deep, meaningful conversations that come naturally to us. So we want to create a space where it's almost feels like a bunch of guys sitting around having a braai together.
Mm.
But we'll introduce topics of conversation, and all of our speakers are beautifully vulnerable on stage.
Mm.
So when they come out and they say, this is what I'm feeling, it enables the men in the audience to sort of go, me too.
Yeah.
And they feel comfortable. So it's the way in which we produce all the conversations that happen that enable men to feel safe enough to be vulnerable themselves.
Mm. Wow. Yes.
Yeah, sorry. So it's creating that space for them to have conversations, much like women do.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you and I, when we spoke briefly before the show, we immediately had a rapport.
Exactly. That's so true. Something they don't find easy.
Yeah, men don't.
Wow.
And it comes back to that pressure that they've had always to perform and be something.
Now, Kirsten, you spoke about that there's a lot of things that you're going to address at the summit. Can you elaborate on the topics covered at the summit that reflect the real challenges that men are facing today, such as identity, relationships, and mental health?
Yeah, absolutely. So the theme for International Men's Day around the world is zero suicide in men. So we are going to be speaking mental health. Now, men, the stats show that men are 5 times more likely to commit suicide than women.
Sure.
Not because they're more depressed, but because they don't feel they can ask for help because of that pressure. The other topic that we often speak to is man and identity. And that's quite a deep one, and it can go off into all sorts of tangents. But it's about who am I in today's world? How do I show up in today's world? I mean, when you look at that, the whole toxic masculinity, that narrative, we look at GBV, we look at femicide, we look at the Me Too movement, And we look at the fact that men in the workplace, for example, now are too scared to tell a female colleague that she looks good because he's scared he might be accused of harassment.
Exactly.
There's a whole new world. And there's some beautiful things that have come out of this whole new world. One of them that I am delighted with is that men are no longer deemed babysitters when they have their children.
When they're taking care of their own children.
They're allowed to be fathers. Like, he's not babysitting, he's just dad, you know, and that's beautiful. So it's about navigating their new identities here. And another really big thing for men is, does their net worth impact their self-worth? And it does.
Sure. Does their net worth impact their self-worth?
Yeah.
Powerful question. Yeah.
We also talk to consent, sexual consent. And that's another conversation that can go in all sorts of directions. We talk about anything that speaks to inclusivity, talking about having an equitable society and really acceptance of others. We also look at dads' rights. There are many single dads out there, and a lot of men are possibly not able to pay maintenance and therefore feel like they don't have a right to see their children. But what we tell them is you have a responsibility to see your children, because another topic we speak on is the impact of fatherlessness, which is huge. You can imagine in South Africa, it's a massive, massive problem, and it's hugely impactful for both men and women. We talk about how spirituality impacts you as a man, and interestingly, that's an incredibly popular topic. A lot of men are really questioning; they're looking for something, and we completely sort of non-partisan as well. So we ensure that all religions are involved in that, which is why we speak to spirituality, so that we can be completely inclusive. The topics go on and on. We talk to substance abuse, addiction. We talk about violence. What is that? This is anger, you know, and things like, when is it appropriate to be angry? And when is it not? Because there is appropriate anger. And what's so interesting is when we divide, so we don't always sit on a main stage with our entire audience of 4,000 men. We break off into smaller conversation pieces where we can dive deep with each of them. And what I've found is each of those sessions become almost group therapy sessions. And it's so beautiful to see how much men are prepared to share of themselves and have these discussions. And I think it's because it's the framing of it. And they're all of them are relieved that they're not alone in what they're struggling with.
Wow. Tell me, Kirsten, how can fostering positive masculinity through programs like Empower Men help men become allies in the fight against gender-based violence?
Well, it's the entire thing, isn't it? You know, when you enable a person to feel whole as they are, a whole being, they're not fighting, they're not competing, they're not feeling inadequate. And inadequacy is something that pushes you to behave badly, you know. I mean, if you've seen someone in financial distress, their behavior becomes quite erratic and odd and defensive. So if we can heal men, we are able then to enable them to stand alongside women. And there's a beautiful healing that will take place then. If we have men and women standing together, walking a journey together as it should be, there will be great healing on both sides from that. So our payoff line is redefining modern masculinity. And it's very important that it's redefining, because it's a process. It's like healing is a process. Unless it's a miracle, it's a process. It takes time. So our whole tenet is about creating a movement of transformation, so that every step is a change, and we're moving towards a fully whole and healed man from all the wounds, from all the pressures, and someone who can stand tall, no matter what his life situation is, and know that he is a good man, as he was designed to be.
Wow. Sure. Kirsten, I cannot let you go without asking this. How can men register to attend? And what are the event details?
Right. Thank you. So all you need to do is go onto our website, Empower Men. So it's empowamen.co.za. You can register on there. It's free to register. So there's no cost to attend.
Mm-hmm.
And all the ladies out there, register your men. Because, you know, if they're giving you hassles, bring them to us. We'll fix them.
Listen.
It's happening on the 16th of November. It's a Saturday. And it's at the Mosaic Theatre in Fairlands, which is 1 Danielle Street, Fairlands, in Johannesburg. So, yeah, we'd love to have the more men we can have, the more influence we can have out there, because something's going to shift in you, and you're going to walk away, and you're going to want to influence others to have this piece of healing that has happened to you.
Wow. Kirsten, thank you so much. Please give us, where exactly is it going to be again?
16th of November.
The venue?
The venue is Mosaic Theatre.
Mm-hmm.
It's number 1 Danielle Street in Fairlands.
In Fairlands. Perfect. So any social medias where we can reach out to you guys in case we've missed a detail?
Absolutely. Empower Men, EMPOWA Men, and you'll find us on all the socials, and we would love to have you come and listen to our content, engage with us, and definitely come on the day. We'd love to have you there.
Oh, that's great. Thank you so much, Kirsten. Thank you for your time, and have a great afternoon further.
Thanks so much, Vico. Have a good one. Bye.
Give your faith wings. Explore life with 657 AM.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.